when another century shall have rolled away and the strong party feelings engendered by the Civil War shall have utterly ceased, then the impartial historian of America will have to tell that the death of Abraham Lincoln marked an era in American history as distinct as that death was tragic, and the figures that will tower high above all others in the first century of the American Republic will be those of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. No nation of ancient or modern days has had two men of whom she has had more occasion to be proud. They have taken their places in the ranks of the heroic, and as Alexander Pope said of his worthies in the Temple of Fame, so we may say of them, behind their forms, the form of time was found, his scythe reversed, and both his pinions bound. Abraham Lincoln was born in Hardin County, Kentucky, on the 12th of February, 1809. He died all too soon, but he lived long enough to see a wonderful change in the land he loved with a patriot zeal. He was only 56 years old when he died, but that 50 years was, as Tennyson says, better than a cycle of Cathay. In that half century came the crucial test for the life of this great republic. No nation ever passed through so severe a storm as this did in the early years of the 60s, and she weathered the storm and came safely to land, partly because of the bravery and fidelity of her crew, and partly because Abraham Lincoln was at the helm. Happily, there is little need of any lengthy sketch of Lincoln here. No man has been more written about. Every detail of it.